Welcome back to the mini-series, The Joyful Reset. In the past few episodes, we've explored the concept of the joy audit, the importance of prioritizing your own happiness, and how to identify and combat the joy stealers that can hold us back. Today, we are diving deeper into the emotional landscape of motherhood. We're diving into a concept that might seem counterintuitive, but we're going to talk about the permission to feel all the feels, not just the happy ones. I want to start by talking about the myth of constant happiness. As moms, we often face a societal pressure to maintain a facade of constant happiness. We're expected to be the cheerleaders, the comfort providers, the ones who hold it all together. We're bombarded with messages telling us to stay positive and focus on the good. And while there's certainly joy found in raising children, it is completely unrealistic and unhealthy to expect to feel happy all the time. A positive outlook is so important, but this pressure to constantly feel happy can be counterproductive. Motherhood is a roller coaster of emotions. One minute you're basking in the love of your child, and the next you're battling exhaustion and frustration. It's completely normal to experience the full spectrum of emotions: joy, sadness, anger, frustration, and everything in between. So it is important to allow all emotions. There's the joy of watching your child take their first steps, the frustration of sleepless nights, the pride in watching them accomplish new things, and the worry about their well-being. There will be moments of frustration, disappointment, and even anger. These emotions are normal and healthy. Suppressing them can prevent you from fully processing them and releasing them. It can also make connecting with your children on an authentic level difficult. More importantly, suppressing difficult emotions also suppresses our ability to experience joy fully. So think of your emotions as a spectrum. At one end, you have joy and happiness. And at the other end, anger and sadness. In the middle are all those complex, nuanced emotions. So imagine trying to reach the joyful end of the spectrum. And if you've built a wall around the other side, it becomes much harder, doesn't it? Because these emotions are interconnected. You can't fully access the positive side of the spectrum if you're constantly pushing down the negative. When you push down one end, the sadness and anger end, the other end, happiness and joy, gets pushed down as well. What's that popular saying? Like, if you don't have the dark days, you don't appreciate the bright days, or like, without the rain, you don't appreciate the sunny days, something like that. By allowing yourself to feel the full range of emotions, you will create space for genuine joy. So let's talk about the suppression trap. Many of us have been conditioned to believe that expressing strong emotions, particularly negative ones, is a sign of weakness. And we might have a tendency to suppress the difficult emotions like sadness, anger, frustration, and push them down because they feel uncomfortable, inconvenient, or even shameful. But here's the secret that's not really a secret, it just needs to be said. Suppressing the difficult emotions doesn't make them disappear. It's actually like creating a dam within ourselves. We are blocking out not only the negative, but also the positive emotions. So trying to suppress those difficult emotions can be exhausting. It can lead to stress, anxiety, and even physical health problems. So by suppressing these emotions, you might miss valuable information about yourself and your needs. We might tell ourselves things like, I shouldn't feel this way, or good moms don't get frustrated. We might feel pressure to always be happy or project this image of the perfect mom who never gets overwhelmed or stressed. But bottling up our emotions can have serious consequences. I like to think of it this way. Emotions are like waves. When we allow them to flow freely, they crest and then recede naturally. But when we try to hold back a wave, it builds up pressure beneath the surface. And eventually, it is going to crash down unexpectedly and leave us feeling overwhelmed and out of control. The same goes for our emotions. Suppressing them can lead to a buildup of that negative energy, and it will eventually erupt in unhealthy ways. So let's give a real motherhood example. Imagine you're feeling overwhelmed with the demands of motherhood. You're constantly exhausted, juggling work, childcare, household chores. And instead of acknowledging these feelings, you push them down, telling yourself, I should be happy. I have these beautiful children. But the suppressed frustration and exhaustion continue to simmer, and then it makes it harder to appreciate the joyful moments with your kids. So let me tell you a personal story. For years, I bottled up my frustration about the mental load of motherhood. I didn't want to complain or seem ungrateful. And it wasn't until I gave myself permission to feel and express this frustration that I began to address it with my partner. This helped lighten that load, a more balanced partnership, and a lighter emotional load, which ultimately allowed me to experience more joy in my motherhood journey. So mamas, I want to grant you permission to feel all the feels, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's okay to feel frustrated when your toddler throws a tantrum in the middle of the grocery store. It's okay to feel overwhelmed by the never-ending to-do list. And it's okay to feel sad when you miss certain aspects of your pre-mom life. Give yourself permission to acknowledge these emotions. So, how do we move from suppression to permission to feel? Here are some steps for you. First and foremost is to acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to ignore them or minimize how you're feeling. Don't judge yourself for feeling those feels. Your emotions are valid and natural. And then label them. So if you put a name to your emotion, it can be super helpful. If you literally say, I'm feeling overwhelmed right now, or this situation makes me feel anxious, label your emotions and allow yourself to experience them fully. Then I would say, talk to a trusted friend, a family member, a therapist about how you are feeling. Sharing your emotions can be a source of validation and support. And exercise is a great way to release pent-up emotions and improve your mood. I truly believe in finding healthy outlets, journaling, talking about it. Like I previously mentioned, activities like painting, drawing, or dancing. These can all be a healthy way to release the difficult emotions. And then practice some self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Difficult emotions are a part of life. So give yourself permission. And also permission to grieve, because loss is a natural part of motherhood too. We grieve the loss of our pre-mom identity, the loss of freedom, and even the loss of sleep. So allow yourself to grieve these changes in a healthy way. And then all of that can help you to focus on solutions. Once you've acknowledged your emotions, you can see if there are ways to address the situation that caused them or is causing them. Remember, it's okay to not be okay. giving yourself permission to feel all your emotions is a crucial step towards more joy. And this is where I feel like it's important to note that feeling doesn't mean dwelling. Acknowledge your emotions, allow yourself to feel them, and then find healthy ways to move forward, because there's a difference between feeling an emotion and dwelling on it. It's okay to acknowledge your frustration with a messy house, but it is not helpful to ruminate on it for hours. When you allow yourself to feel the full spectrum that we talked about earlier, the full spectrum of emotions, you're creating space for genuine connection. Your children will learn that it's okay to feel sad, frustrated, or angry sometimes, and they will see you navigating these emotions in a healthy way, and you're setting a positive example. By allowing yourself to feel the full range of emotions, you become more resilient and better equipped to handle the challenges of motherhood. You're going to open a door to a deeper sense of joy, and that's going to come from authentically experiencing life in all of its complexity. Permission to feel doesn't mean wallowing in negativity. It's about allowing yourself to feel the full range of human emotions, knowing that joy cannot exist in a vacuum. Motherhood is a journey with ups and downs. There will be moments of pure joy, and there will be moments of frustration and exhaustion. Accepting the full range of emotions is what makes you a healthy, resilient human being. When you allow yourself to feel them, you can start to process them in a healthy way. You can identify what's causing the negative feeling and then take steps to address them. And it's important to express your emotions in a way that's healthy and appropriate. Yelling at your children or bottling up emotions are not healthy ways to cope. When we experience darkness, we appreciate the light even more. Going back to that saying that I brought up earlier in the episode, that's where I'm going with all of this. We can't have the light without the dark, because when we experience that darkness, it brings that appreciation for the light. So this week, I challenge you to practice acknowledging your emotions. Throughout the day, take a moment to check in with yourself. How are you feeling? Don't judge your emotions, simply observe them. And then allow yourself to fully feel that emotion, and then let it go like Elsa. It's okay to feel. There's no shame in feeling all your emotions. It's part of being human. Embrace all the feels, because that's where the true joy lies.